Welcome to episode 28 of The Pursuit of Excellence, presented by the Self-Development Factory. Today, we're diving into how to master conflict resolution, transform challenges into growth. Conflict touches every aspect of our lives, from boardroom disagreements to family dinner table debates. Rather than viewing these moments as obstacles, successful individuals understand that conflict represents an opportunity for deeper understanding, stronger relationships, and innovative solutions. The ability to navigate disagreements effectively separates exceptional leaders from those who merely manage, and fulfilling relationships from those that simply endure. Developing conflict resolution skills transforms how you approach challenges in both personal and professional settings. These capabilities enable you to turn tension into collaboration, misunderstandings into clarity, and opposition into partnership. The strategies you master today will serve as the foundation for every meaningful relationship and career achievement you build tomorrow. This comprehensive guide will equip you with practical tools and proven techniques to handle conflicts with confidence and grace. You will discover the underlying causes of disagreements, develop essential communication skills, and learn specific strategies that work across different scenarios. Most importantly, you will gain the mindset shift necessary to view conflict not as something to avoid, but as a pathway to growth and deeper connection. Understanding the root causes of conflicts. Before you can effectively resolve conflicts, you must understand what creates them. Most disagreements stem from three fundamental sources that, when recognized early, can be addressed before they escalate into major disputes. Communication barriers. Poor communication stands as the most common source of conflict in both workplace and personal settings. When people fail to express their thoughts clearly or listen actively to others, misunderstandings multiply rapidly. These barriers often manifest as assumptions about what others mean, incomplete information sharing, or different communication styles clashing. Consider how often conflicts arise from simple miscommunication. Someone sends a brief email that sounds curt, leading the recipient to feel dismissed. A team member assumes everyone understands the project timeline without clarifying details. These seemingly small communication gaps create the foundation for larger disputes. Effective communicators recognize that their message must be both sent and received accurately. They ask clarifying questions, summarize what they hear, and adjust their communication style to match their audience. By developing awareness of communication barriers, you create the first line of defense against unnecessary conflict. Differing values and beliefs. People approach situations through the lens of their personal values, cultural background, and life experiences. When these fundamental differences clash, conflict becomes inevitable unless managed thoughtfully. These disagreements often feel more intense because they touch on what individuals hold most dear. Values-based conflicts require a different approach than simple misunderstandings. You cannot resolve them by simply providing more information or clarifying communication. Instead, success comes from acknowledging different perspectives as valid while finding common ground that respects everyone involved. The key lies in separating positions from interests. While people may take opposing positions on a topic, their underlying interests often align more closely than expected. A parent and teenager might disagree about curfew times, but both share the interest of safety and trust. Recognizing these shared interests opens pathways to resolution that satisfy everyone involved. Resource scarcity. Competition for limited resources creates natural tension in many situations. Whether competing for budget allocations at work, dividing household responsibilities, or managing time constraints, scarcity forces difficult choices that constrain relationships. Resource-based conflicts often require creative problem-solving rather than traditional compromise. Instead of simply dividing limited resources equally, successful resolution might involve expanding available resources, finding alternative solutions, or restructuring priorities entirely. Understanding resource scarcity helps you approach these conflicts with realistic expectations and innovative thinking, rather than viewing the situation as a zero-sum game where one party must lose for another to win. You can explore ways to create mutual benefit and shared success. Key conflict resolution skills. Mastering conflict resolution requires developing specific skills that enable effective communication and problem-solving during tense situations. These abilities form the foundation of every successful resolution strategy. Active listening. Active listening goes far beyond simply hearing words. This skill involves fully engaging with the speaker, understanding their perspective, and reflecting that understanding back to them. During conflicts, people often focus more on preparing their response than truly hearing what others say. Effective active listening includes maintaining appropriate eye contact, asking open-ended questions, and summarizing what you hear before responding. You demonstrate respect for the other person while gathering crucial information needed for resolution. This approach often de-escalates tension because people feel heard and valued. Practice active listening by focusing entirely on the speaker without planning your rebuttal. Notice both verbal and nonverbal communication. Ask questions that help you understand their perspective more deeply. This skill alone resolves many conflicts by addressing the underlying need to be understood and respected. Empathy and emotional intelligence. Empathy allows you to understand and share the feelings of others, even when you disagree with their position. Emotional intelligence encompasses recognizing your own emotions, managing them effectively, and understanding how emotions influence decision-making and communication. During conflicts, emotions often run high and cloud rational thinking. People with strong emotional intelligence can remain calm while acknowledging the emotional reality of the situation. They validate feelings without necessarily agreeing with positions, creating space for productive dialogue. Developing empathy requires practice in seeing situations from multiple perspectives. Challenge yourself to understand why someone might feel or think differently than you do. This does not mean agreeing with everyone, but rather recognizing that different viewpoints often have valid foundations. Effective communication. Clear, respectful communication forms the backbone of successful conflict resolution. This includes expressing your own needs and concerns without attacking others, using language that builds bridges rather than walls, and timing your communications appropriately. Effective communicators focus on specific behaviors and situations rather than making character judgments. They use statements that begin with their own experience rather than accusations about others. They also recognize when emotions are too high for productive conversation and suggest taking a break when needed. Your communication style significantly impacts how others receive your message. Speaking with respect, maintaining appropriate tone, and choosing words carefully can mean the difference between escalating conflict and moving toward resolution. Practice communicating your perspective while simultaneously inviting dialogue rather than defending positions. Conflict resolution strategies. Different situations require different approaches to resolution. Understanding various strategies allows you to choose the most appropriate method for each specific conflict you encounter. Collaboration and problem solving. Collaborative problem solving seeks solutions that satisfy the underlying interests of all parties involved. This approach works best when relationships matter more than positions and when creative solutions can address multiple concerns simultaneously. Successful collaboration requires shifting from adversarial thinking to partnership thinking. Instead of viewing others as opponents, you see them as partners in solving a shared problem. This mindset change opens possibilities that competitive approaches miss entirely. The collaborative process involves clearly defining the problem, identifying each party's underlying interests, brainstorming multiple solutions, and selecting options that best serve everyone involved. This approach takes more time initially, but often creates stronger, more lasting solutions that prevent future conflicts. Compromise and negotiation. Compromise involves each party giving up something to reach a solution that partially satisfies everyone. While not as ideal as collaboration, compromise provides a practical approach when resources are genuinely limited or when perfect solutions do not exist. Effective negotiation requires understanding what matters most to each party and what they are willing to trade off. Successful negotiators focus on creating value rather than simply dividing existing value. They look for ways to give others what they need most while getting what they need most in return. Preparation strengthens your negotiation position significantly. Before entering discussions, clarify your priorities, understand your alternatives, and research the other party's likely interests and constraints. This preparation helps you identify potential areas for mutual gain. Mediation and arbitration. Sometimes conflicts require neutral third-party intervention to reach resolution. Mediation involves a neutral facilitator who helps parties communicate more effectively and explore solutions together. Arbitration involves a neutral decision-maker who listens to all sides and makes a binding determination. Mediation works well when parties want to maintain relationships and have some motivation to find mutually acceptable solutions. The mediator does not make decisions, but rather facilitates communication and problem-solving between the disputants. Arbitration provides finality when parties cannot reach agreement through negotiation or mediation. While less collaborative than other approaches, arbitration offers a way to resolve disputes definitively when other methods have been exhausted. Applying conflict resolution in different scenarios. The principles of effective conflict resolution remain consistent across different contexts, but their application varies depending on the specific relationships and environments involved. Workplace conflicts. Professional environments present unique challenges because people must continue working together regardless of personal feelings. Workplace conflicts often involve competing priorities, resource allocation, personality differences, or disagreements about processes and procedures. Successful workplace conflict resolution focuses on professional interests rather than personal preferences. Keep discussions centered on business objectives, shared goals, and organizational success. Address conflicts quickly before they impact team morale or productivity. Document important agreements reached through conflict resolution processes. This creates clarity about expectations and provides reference points for future discussions. Also, consider involving human resources or management when conflicts significantly impact work performance or team dynamics. Personal relationship conflicts. Family and friendship conflicts carry emotional weight that workplace disagreements typically lack. These relationships involve shared history, deep emotional investment, and ongoing interaction that makes resolution both more challenging and more important. Personal relationship conflicts often benefit from taking time to cool down before attempting resolution. Emotions run higher in personal relationships, and premature discussions can cause additional damage. However, avoiding conflict entirely rarely works in close relationships. Focus on preserving the relationship while addressing the specific issue at hand. Remember that you will continue interacting with this person long after this particular conflict is resolved. Choose your words and approach with long-term relationship health in mind. Community conflicts. Community disputes involve multiple stakeholders with varying levels of investment in the outcome. These might include neighborhood disagreements, organizational disputes, or conflicts within volunteer groups or civic organizations. Community conflict resolution often requires identifying shared values and common goals that unite different factions. Focus on what everyone wants for the community rather than on specific positions that divide people. Consider forming small working groups to address specific aspects of larger community conflicts. This allows for more detailed problem solving while keeping the overall process manageable. Also ensure that all major stakeholders have opportunities to participate meaningfully in resolution processes. The role of leadership in conflict resolution. Leaders play a crucial role in preventing conflicts and creating environments where disagreements can be resolved constructively. Whether you hold formal leadership positions or simply want to influence positive outcomes, understanding leadership approaches to conflict makes you more effective. Creating a culture of open communication. Leaders who successfully manage conflict create environments where people feel safe expressing concerns and disagreements before they escalate into major disputes. This requires establishing norms that encourage honest communication while maintaining respect and professionalism. Encourage regular feedback and check-ins that allow small issues to be addressed promptly. Create multiple channels for people to express concerns, including anonymous options when appropriate. Model the communication behaviors you want to see from others. Respond positively when people bring concerns forward, even when the timing or approach could be better. If people fear negative consequences for raising issues, they will avoid communication until problems become much more serious and difficult to resolve. Leading by example. Your approach to handling conflict sets the tone for how others in your sphere of influence will handle disagreements. People observe how you respond to tension, whether you remain calm under pressure, and how you treat others during difficult conversations. Demonstrate the conflict resolution skills you want others to develop. Use active listening, show empathy, and focus on problem solving rather than blame when conflicts arise. Acknowledge your own mistakes and show willingness to adjust your approach when needed. Take responsibility for your role in conflicts rather than focusing solely on what others did wrong. This models the kind of ownership and accountability that enables effective resolution and prevents future disputes. Providing resources and training. Leaders can prevent many conflicts by ensuring people have the skills and resources needed to address disagreements effectively. This might include conflict resolution training, communication skills development, or systems that support collaborative problem solving. Invest in developing conflict resolution capabilities throughout your organization or community. This creates a foundation of shared skills and common language that makes future conflicts easier to manage. Provide clear processes for escalating conflicts when direct resolution proves difficult. People need to know what steps to take when their own efforts are not successful. Having these systems in place prevents conflicts from festering unaddressed. Building your conflict resolution mastery. The skills and strategies outlined in this guide provide a comprehensive foundation for handling conflicts more effectively in every area of your life. Like any valuable capability, conflict resolution improves with practice and intentional development. Begin by observing your current patterns in handling disagreements. Notice your emotional responses, communication habits, and default strategies. This self-awareness creates the starting point for intentional improvement and growth. Practice these skills in low-stakes situations before applying them to your most challenging conflicts. Build your confidence and competence gradually while refining your approach based on what works best for your personality and circumstances. Remember that becoming skilled at conflict resolution benefits everyone around you. Your ability to navigate disagreements effectively creates more harmonious relationships, more productive work environments, and stronger communities. The investment you make in developing these capabilities pays dividends throughout your personal and professional life. Every conflict you encounter going forward represents an opportunity to apply these principles and continue developing your skills. approach each situation with curiosity about what you can learn and how you can grow while focusing on creating positive outcomes for everyone involved. This mindset transforms conflicts from obstacles into stepping stones toward deeper understanding and stronger relationships. Thank you for tuning into this episode of The Pursuit of Excellence. If you found value in this episode, consider sharing it with a friend, colleague, or anyone who might benefit from it. Sharing ideas is a powerful way to grow together. For more resources to enhance your productivity and personal growth, visit the Self-Development Factory website. You'll find expert-curated tools, courses, and guides to support you on your journey to becoming your best self. Until next time, keep striving for excellence, stay focused on your goals, and never lose sight of what truly matters.